Part 2, Sermon 1. God's Church. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The community of those who have received the removal of sins is God's church. There are God's people who, having received the removal of sins in their hearts, gather together and preach the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The Corinthian church that the Apostle Paul speaks of was a place that existed for the purpose of preaching the gospel, where those who had received the removal of sins in their hearts gathered in one place. God's church is a gathering of those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, and called to be saints. Although they also had fleshly weaknesses and shortcomings, in their hearts, they are those who believe the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. God planned to establish his church through them. According to that plan, the Lord was baptized by John, received the sins of the world transferred onto his own body, died on the cross, and rose again, and he bestowed salvation upon those who believe in the word of salvation accomplished through these things. Just as a grub becomes a cicada, we too have been born again by believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Everyone, do you know how lacking we humans are before God? No matter how much we examine ourselves, we come to realize that there is not the slightest bit of good in us, that such lacking people have been born again, received the removal of sins, and become God's people is truly done by God's amazing work of salvation. This is exactly like a grub becoming a cicada, and a water bug becoming a dragonfly. When the time came in Christ Jesus, we came to know the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and became those who are born again by faith. If God had taken away only a little of our sins, we would not have been able to receive the perfect removal of sins in our hearts. Because the Lord was baptized by John, had the sins of the world passed on to him, was crucified to bleed and die, and resurrected, we could receive salvation by faith. The Lord declared that he has saved us through the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Because of the faith that believes this word, we could become those who are called saints before God. However, even for those who have received the removal of sins, the weakness of the flesh still remains. That is so that there would be nothing to boast about before God. There is only one thing. It is because God loved us this much. By being baptized by John to bear the sins of the world and being crucified to receive the judgment of sin for us, Jesus made us who believe into God's children. We are those who have become God's people, saved by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The gospel of the water and the Spirit that must be proclaimed every day. In the Old Testament times, the people could receive the removal of sins by offering cattle, sheep, goats, and various sacrifices to God inside the tabernacle. Likewise, inside the New Testament church, because the gospel of the water and the Spirit is proclaimed every day, those who believe can receive salvation from their sins. Because the Lord was baptized by John the Baptist and had the sins of the world passed on to him, he could shed his blood on the cross, pass away while saying, "It is finished." Now, by hearing and believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, we receive the removal of sins in our hearts. On God's side, he opened wide the door of the removal of sins through the way of the cross and gave salvation to those who believe. However, even now, there are many who are deceived by false prophets and are dying bound by their own sins. Just 20 years ago, churches spoke about the sin in people's hearts, but in this present age, it is not so. Today, in the sermons of many pastors, those who mention the problem of sin and try to solve it with the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit have become extremely few. People these days merely call them sinners as spoken of in theological doctrines, but they do not mention a deeper awareness of sin and the word of God. They even say that asking whether or not there is sin in the heart ruins the atmosphere of the church. However, the word of the Bible speaks clearly about the sin of man in Mark chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. The law points out man's sin and only declares the judgment of sin. Through the word of the law, we realize our own sins, go to Jesus Christ, and receive the removal of sins in our hearts. Jesus Christ had the sins of the world passed on to his own body through the baptism he received from John, was crucified to shed his precious blood, and resurrected from death, bringing true salvation as a gift to all who believe now. Therefore, inside God's church, the word must be proclaimed that teaches about human sin, and that all sins are removed at once by the faith that believes in the Lord, who was baptized by John to have the sins of the world passed on to him, hung on the cross to shed his blood, and resurrected. There is a joy enjoyed only by those who have received the removal of sins in their hearts. Inside the hearts of the saints, there is the joy of salvation from having received the removal of sins. The word of the Bible says to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances. This word is spoken to those who have received the removal of sins by faith. However, for those who have not received the removal of sins, there is no such joy. It is because they are those who have not had the problem of sin in their hearts resolved. Not knowing the righteousness of Jesus Christ, who came to this earth by the water and the Spirit. Those who believe the baptism the Lord received from John and the word of the cross as the truth of salvation could be saved. God the Father sent Jesus Christ to this earth and eliminated the sins of the world. Jesus was baptized by John to have the sins of the world passed on to him, was crucified to receive the judgment of sin and die, and resurrected to become the Savior of those who believe. Those who believe this word of truth could be saved from all the sins of the world at once. Therefore, they can always enjoy the joy of salvation. Salvation from sin is God's gift of love. Let us examine the word of verse 4 of the main text. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God, which was given to you by Christ Jesus. Here, the grace of God points to the gift of salvation. What is the gift that God gives us? It is that Jesus Christ saved us from all the sins of the world at once, and gave the removal of sins and eternal life to all who believe. God the Father sent Jesus Christ to us, gave the gift of salvation to those who believe in Him, and we came to be saved from all sins by believing in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Salvation from sin is the grace of God. It is not by keeping the law, but the gift given by Jesus. He who tries to be saved from sin by other methods, instead of receiving this gift of salvation by the faith that believes the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, becomes a foolish person. There are those who say, "I should receive it by at least offering a donation." Because of human face pride, they are trying to receive the blessing of salvation given by God by paying a price. The gift of salvation is coming to live forever with the Lord by receiving the elimination of sins in the heart by the faith that believes in the baptism and blood of Jesus Christ. It is because we have been saved from all sins by the faith that believes the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Until the day we stand before the Lord, we must live by the faith that believes the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Preaching the gospel with God's word and gifts. That you were enriched in everything by Him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. The righteous enjoy the abundance of faith inside the Word of God. If we are to receive salvation from sin, we must receive it by the faith that believes the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord. The knowledge of the world can rather become a hindrance to receiving salvation from sin. Only when we come to know the word of the water and the Spirit do we obtain salvation from all our own sins. When we receive the blotting out of sins and are inside the church, God gives talents to each person. Some people explain and testify well the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Some serve the Lord with prayer, some with material things, and some with service and teaching. Inside the church, all members have different gifts and receive help from one another. The Lord is the one who fills the lack of the church by giving us various gifts until the day of His second coming. Fellowship with the faithful God. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. The people who have fellowship with God are those who have received the removal of sins in their hearts. God, who has worked in such a way, is a faithful one. He is truthful, unchanging, and one who does not lie. We can walk together with the Lord by the faith that believes the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. God always wants to have fellowship together with the righteous. He is the God who protects us when we are in danger, blocks the wicked, and works together with us. God says that He will answer before you call. God is working together with the righteous. What is the Church of God? Today, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 is speaking about the Church of God. What kind of place is the Church of God? It is a place where those who are sanctified in Christ and called to be saints gather and preach the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We do not receive the elimination of sins by doing a lot of prayers of repentance or by living a lot of an ascetic life. We are those who have become holy solely by believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given in Christ Jesus. The church means ecclesia, that is, those who are called out from the world. This speaks that the kingdom of God has been built on this earth. The saints inside the church of God are God's soldiers. If the church of God is in this world, It means there are also those who have received the blotting out of sins in their hearts. The Church of God is the place where the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is. We must be able to discern between the Church of God and the churches of the world. Those inside the Church of God are those who believe the word of Jesus' baptism and the word of the cross as the Lord's gospel. The Church of the world is a gathering of those who have not yet been saved from their own sins. Therefore, we must believe the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, through which we can be clothed with holiness in Christ Jesus. The peace given in Christ. True peace of mind is inside the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord. Do you think that peace will come if material needs are filled? It is not so. True peace of mind is inside the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit which is in Jesus Christ, and it appears when we follow the Lord with the faith that believes in the righteousness of the Lord. Salvation is in the faith that believes as our Savior the Lord who was baptized by John to bear the sins of the world, was crucified and shed blood, and resurrected from death. True being born again is contained inside the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord. He who believes the word of Jesus' baptism, death on the cross, and resurrection as the gospel of salvation will receive salvation in his heart. However, the Lord is not one who gives us only the elimination of sins. He also gives the gift of knowledge, the gift of discerning spirits, faith, and power. We must live by the faith that believes the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord. We must be saved from sin by believing the word of the gospel and live preaching the gospel until the day the Lord comes again to this earth. In verse 9 it said, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Faithful means being truthful. The heart of a sinner who has sinned realizes that even if he wants to go forward before God, he cannot go forward. Those who want to be saved from their own sins must believe the fact that Jesus Christ was baptized by John to have the sins of the world passed on to him, was crucified and shed blood, and resurrected from death to become our Savior. We receive the removal of sins in our hearts and obtain eternal life by the faith that believes in the baptism of Jesus, who was baptized by John, and the blood of the cross. Only then do we become those who can commune with the Lord. God is one who speaks the word of promise and surely keeps it. We must bear the work of preaching the gospel by the faith that believes the gospel of the water and the Spirit, until the day Jesus comes again to this earth. The people who believe and preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit must be of one mind and one will. They must live having the exact same purpose in the work of preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit. When the Lord came to this earth, was baptized by John, had the sins of the world passed on to him, was crucified and resurrected, we must become those who believe him as our Savior.